This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
It's Vincent.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just connect to one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We're going to the phones. And then coming up, since you brought up this breakup of Facebook, Google, and Amazon being proposed by Elizabeth Warren taking the side of Nazis like Chris Cantwell, it's kind of an interesting combo there.
Well, and Alex Jones. I would say Jones has been one of the most vocal proponents
of government regulation of social media.
Oh, specifically saying use antitrust.
So we can talk further on that, because it's not just the U.S. government that's targeting Facebook. There's a story out of The Guardian about the U.K. government calling them digital gangsters, which is an interesting accusation coming from the government, who are, of course, real-life gangsters. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. Stuart is starting things out here tonight, listening online. Go ahead, Stuart, in Arizona.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to relay some information I got from listening to thousands of hours of liberty-oriented podcasts.
All right.
And my three main cues were Free Talk Live, Ernest Hancock, and Mark Passio. And when you listen to enough of those, you get to a point where you kind of figure out what your rights are and how that leads to freedom. And
okay.
I came to the realization that I don't have the natural right to pay income tax, because that's used to force other people to pay involuntarily their money.
Well, I mean, income. The way you worded that is confusing to me. I mean, the natural right to pay income tax. I mean, there is no natural right to pay income tax. That's not the idea of a right. I mean, a right in the discussion that we're having, as I understand it, is essentially what you can't be forced to do, right? Like the things that you have inherently that no one else can infringe upon. I mean, if you want to pay income tax, I mean, you certainly have a right to pay anybody anything you want. If you have a thing, you can give that thing to somebody else or a group of somebodies. But I don't know, strange wording.
I don't believe you have a right to pay into a protection racket that goes around harassing other people.
Well, I mean, you have a right to do with the things that you have, right? Like, if you have things, if you believe in property, and you believe that, you know, you have property, and other people also believe in property, you can give your property to whoever you want to, even if it's a criminal gang. If you want to choose to give your property to a criminal gang, maybe you want them to protect you or do you some kind of a favor or whatever, you absolutely have a right to give money to a criminal gang, if that's what you want to do.
I believe you have a duty to understand the effects of your actions on other humans.
And yeah, I mean, you absolutely are a bad person if what you're doing is giving money to a criminal gang, but you have the right to do it. You have the right to be a bad person, and that's, you know, that's usually essentially where a lot of libertarianism, I think, falls down, or where the non-aggression principle falls flat, is ultimately it's not enough. The non-aggression principle, which is sort of the libertarian base principle, the idea that you shouldn't use aggressive force against peaceful people in order to get your way, is just sort of like a playground basic that most of us learned in preschool. But unfortunately, you know, it's just not good enough. It doesn't say that you should also be good to people. It just says you shouldn't aggress against them.
Correct. And that's, I mean, this is, they gave us the wrong lesson as children. Right action is, that covers your rights. Wrong actions are not your rights. And that's the simplest way of explaining what rights are.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree. Because, again, I think you have a right to be and do wrong things.
Well, and, you know, with the talk of rights, I think it's much more simple, too. And I forget who said it, but it was some libertarian philosopher or thinker who said that it should be, you know, when you talk about positive rights, right, you know, people think, right of, you know, right to happiness, right to health care, but really the most constructive way to think about it is negative rights, which is where the non-aggression principle comes in, right? You don't have a right to, you know, health care. You don't have a right to life because, you know, there's no one except yourself to uphold that. Compared to negative rights, there's only one negative right. You can't use force against someone else, right? That's the only... It's difficult to explain.
Positive and negative rights are such a confusing sounding concept.
I think negative, you know, I think it's more simple just to have a negative right, right? You know, you can't hurt anyone else, right? That's the right. I keep saying right afterwards, so it's probably confusing.
Well, I mean, you're putting it in a way. Again, it's I don't know what the best way to explain it is, but the idea, as I understand it, behind a negative right is a negative right doesn't require somebody else to do something. Meaning,
exactly.
You have the right. If you have the right to bear arms, that just means other people can't stop you from having the things that you want, in this case, arms.
I mean, I was convicted of a felony in my young age, and, well, they took away that right.
You're talking about the difference between rights and reality. No. Now you're talking about the difference between the concept of rights and the reality of the implementation of rights. And the reality is you don't really have the rights that they say that you have because they're not respected. If other people,
because that's not where the rights come from. Rights come from nature, from nature's God, from the creating God.
Sure, I mean you can say that if that's what you want, but of course atheists also believe in rights, a lot of them, and they don't have to necessarily believe they come from God, because ultimately they come from people. They came from people who wrote down some good ideas. Rights are a good idea. And they said, hey, this would help if we all agreed to these good ideas. And most people...
That's what I'm getting at. I think that lesson is incorrect and has caused most of the societal problems that we see now.
Which lesson is incorrect?
That rights are granted by your society or by other people.
Okay, so that's not what I was saying, but you're right. That is certainly a misconception of rights. The idea that a government could grant you a right is false, because if rights come from individuals, then government people don't have any extra rights to hand out.
Well, and even,
more,
you know,
than you.
And even like the earliest documents of the, you know, the government or the, you know, the former republic's founding, it even said that, right? You know, the guy, according to the federal government, rights don't come from the government. It comes, you know, I guess in their wording, they said it comes from God. But they're taught, I mean, you say they're teaching the wrong thing. Well, to them, right, to the government, no, they're teaching the right thing, right? They want people to think that rights come from the government.
Of course they do.
Yeah, but it's incorrect.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is absolutely incorrect. But it's not to say that it's incorrect that rights come from the people generally, as far as not that they're granted, but that they're recognized, that an individual who believes in rights will reciprocate that towards others and sort of view those other people as having rights. Whereas it's not a granting of rights, because, again, if everybody has rights, you don't have rights to give because everybody already has them. But the idea came from people. Now, you can say that it came from God, but it was people who wrote it down. It was people who talked about it. And, of course, my view, of course, is the pantheist view, and that everything is God, and so, therefore, anything that comes from people is also coming from God. So ultimately, rights are a good idea, but as long as people disobey that idea, as long as they don't respect that idea consistently, rights don't exist. Because, like you said, if the government can just take your rights from you, then you don't really have rights, do you?
Well, I still do have rights. I just have a different level of danger to worry about. It's still
I'm not sure
right.
I understand. What do you mean?
Rights can't be removed.
Well, I mean, they can be removed because what are you going to do about it?
I mean, the same thing I did about my right to smoke pot for the first, I don't know, 20 adult years of my life in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. You did it anyway, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just nullify.
Sure.
It's not
but
right.
If you're in the presence of a police officer in Salt Lake City and you strike up a joint, what's going to happen?
Oh, then you're talking about a different. You're talking about a level of danger.
Yeah, you're talking about a man who will not respect your right to inhale what you want into your lungs, and that man will possibly kill you, or woman, or whoever it is. That uniformed officer will possibly kill you if you continue to resist their efforts to take away the joint from your mouth.
Absolutely, it will. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe roll it around in your mind and think about the topic. possibly right.
Stuart, good call, man. Good call. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'm not against rights. I'm in favor of that idea. I'm just saying there are enough people who aren't, unfortunately, and they're in the government, and they're willing to use violence to make sure you don't believe that you actually have rights. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. It can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet. Buy some Bitcoin. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. They are divisible down to 8 decimal points. You know, the U.S. dollar, only divisible down to 2 decimal points. 8 of them with Bitcoin. So you can get a fraction. You want to buy $20 worth of Bitcoin, it's no problem. You can do that.
Want to buy one Satoshi worth of Bitcoin?
That's a little harder. That's hard to do. Because a Satoshi is such a small... You're talking about the smallest fraction of a Bitcoin. It's a pretty small amount of money.
That's possible. I bought a turtle coin. That was like 2 Satoshis per coin, and I bought several hundred thousand of those.
Per coin? What do you mean?
Turtle coin. It was like 2 Satoshis per coin.
Meaning that one turtle only had 2 Satoshis making it up?
It was only worth 2 Satoshis in...
One turtle was worth 2 Bitcoin Satoshis,
yes.
Is what you're saying? Okay. Because the term Satoshi can also be used generally to refer to the smallest fraction of any cryptocurrency.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
So the smallest fraction of a turtle would be called a Satoshi as well, generally. But anyway, we can talk about whatever you want here. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can get the latest news headlines there. You can engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. They even have a Bitcoin Academy where you can learn the basics about cryptocurrency. It's definitely not too late to get involved. Go to Bitcoin.com as we go to the phones with your calls and thoughts. Gene is the Christian anarchist. He's on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Good evening. I wanted to talk about something that people kind of get confused about, and that is the word truth.
Sure.
And this comes into play whether we're talking about religion, whether we're talking about politics, whether we're talking about rights. There's a show there's a movie called Cloud Atlas, one of my favorite.
Mm.
And Sanmi 451 has words of wisdom, and she says, "Truth is singular. Its versions are mistruths." So when we're discussing things that we don't know for sure, which is the attitude I take with religion, because, you know, I don't know for sure if my view of religion is right. There is only one truth.
Doesn't that make you an agnostic instead of a Christian?
No.
No.
Because Christianity is what I believe in.
But you're not sure it's right. So you believe in it, but you're not sure it's right.
Or I'm not 100% sure it's the truth.
I see.
Correct. So, truth, we can argue about details all day long, but there is only one truth. There either is a God or there isn't a God. One is true, one is not true. We don't really know which one of those is true. We can discuss it, but in the end, there's no way to prove or disprove. Now, there are things...
Unless you meet God, in which case then you would...
Yeah. I think he means in this level.
And supposedly, we're going to meet him when we pass, so I'm hoping that I'm right. I mean, if I'm wrong, it's no big deal, right? But anyway, this isn't really a discussion about religion, but more on facts, because there is only one truth on everything. The earth is either flat or it's round. Well, of course, I think it's pretty clear to most people it's round. But
yeah.
So this idea when we talk to people that, well, that's your truth and this is my truth, that's really a mistaken position to take. Everybody should realize that maybe their truth isn't what they think to be truth isn't truth. So there are certain rock solid things we can prove, but when it comes to things like rights, for instance, do rights exist? Do they not exist? Well, they probably exist, but we can't really prove that they exist.
Well, they certainly don't exist in physical space, so
right.
They only exist as an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how else they could exist.
But Ian, don't you say the state doesn't exist because it's an idea, so then wouldn't that same thing apply to rights? Wouldn't that apply to rights?
Rights don't exist.
And you can only exist in people's
minds, just like the state only exists in people's minds.
Okay.
Now, whether or not that a belief in rights manifests into actual application of the idea, which is to say respecting other people's rights, is a whole other question. And whether or not the belief in the state is manifested into an actual, you know, physical reality by virtue of men with guns, with transport trucks, with buildings willing to use violence on others. So, I mean, these ideas can manifest into reality in some very positive and negative ways.
And when we're having discussion, we should try and demonstrate truth, like the discussion regarding whether government is real. We can demonstrate that government is a fiction, a legal fiction. It's even in their wording. So we can demonstrate that to other people, and we can come to the conclusion that that is the truth. There is no other version of truth. That one is the truth. Now, we have to convince people this through demonstrating the facts behind it, just like I try to demonstrate to people that there is no global warming by actually running the numbers on how much CO2 it would take if you burned up all the fossil fuels. That's an argument that I'm trying to point out the truth, which I believe the truth is we're not affecting the planet's climate, and that is my proof behind that. There is only one truth. Either I'm right or I'm wrong, but I demonstrate what I believe to be the truth through the facts that I can present. So I guess what I'm trying to say on this whole discussion is that there are no versions of truth. There is only one truth, but we may not know what that truth is. So we need to kind of keep an open mind when we're discussing with people exactly what the argument we want to make. So I want to make the argument that there's a God. So I will present what I feel is, to me, evidence that there's a God. Now, they can believe it or disbelieve it, but when I present that argument to them, I realize that there is only one truth. Either there is a God or there isn't, and
right.
I don't have ultimate proof of that.
Saying something that you believe is, you know, an honest thing to do, and once people start trotting out claims about that they have the truth, I immediately become skeptical. Because
go
ahead.
That's kind of a red flag if somebody says, I have the truth, you know, and I've seen this in my entire life. People say they have the truth about the end of the world. You know, I've heard this thing for at least three or four different drop dead dates during my lifetime when people said, well, this is it. Christ's coming back, you know, and I see it, and then it goes by, and everybody just kind of, you know, it all just kind of gets shuffled under the carpet, and nobody hears it again. But the point is, they were wrong. That wasn't the truth. And so we need to realize that just because somebody says it, even if 99% of the people on the planet say it, it doesn't make it true. Don't forget, 99% of the people used to think the Earth was flat. Now it's down to only 1%. So.
Is it? Oh, thank goodness. They're certainly loud for how small of a number of people they are. Gene, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. That's Gene, the Christian anarchist. You want to talk to him? He's hanging out in our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And so Discord allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, before, during, and after the show. The Discord server is there, and it's free. So just hop on in there. They'll drop you automatically into the On Air Now channel, but then there's those call-in lines, which is what he was on, one of those. And it sounds great. So it's not just voice chat. There's a voice chat aspect, and then there's text chat as well. Most people in the On Air Now text chat room during the show. So check that out. But there's also rooms for cryptocurrency and gaming and other things. Discord.lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live with your calls. Welcome. Next.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the destruction from a tornado outbreak in Alabama is hard to believe. Today he met with people affected by the twisters.
I just want to thank you on behalf of the First Lady and myself. I want to thank you for the job you do. You're incredible people. We couldn't get here fast enough. I wanted to come the day it happened.
The president had more praise for FEMA.
And so, Secretary, I want to thank you for a great job and thank all of the folks at FEMA. And tell them to stay as long as they have to stay, whatever it is.
The U.S. economy added just 20,000 jobs in the month of February, but White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNBC, no need to worry.
I think you have timing issues with respect to the government shutdown, winter seasonal issues.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now facing 16 felony charges in connection with his alleged attack in late January. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And over the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, Arterial Salad says, Cloud Atlas is a good movie. He's watched it twice. It's really good after some mushrooms. So I'll have to take that recommendation at some point. I've seen the movie, and it was like one of those movies where I wish I could have watched it a second time, but I was just too busy doing other things, and I just didn't make the time for it. So maybe I'll watch it again another time. Ian and Vincent here. Toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom coming up. Facebook accused of being digital gangsters by the real-life gangsters over in the UK. But also, we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Tom is in New Hampshire listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. There's a difference between a right and a freedom. A freedom is when you're actually free to exercise that right, whether it is a natural, a negative right, such as the Fifth Amendment, or a positive right, such as the Sixth Amendment. Now, listen to these. Okay, the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime. See, this is the right not to, to be held. Okay.
Right, so that's a negative right.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment, yada, yada. And nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. The Fifth Amendment, you remember?
But they will compel you to be a witness against somebody else. There was news today about Chelsea Manning being put back in a prison cell on a contempt of court charge because she's refusing to testify in the WikiLeaks case.
And filing for income tax is said to be, you know, self-incrimination also.
For sure.
Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Okay, so that's a negative right. And the Sixth Amendment is a positive right. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation.
Right. Now, of course, this is not an example of a natural right. You're just giving an example of a positive right. This is one created by man, which is basically a completely political concept.
And not only that, but it could not possibly be an inherent natural right because it speaks of a state and a district which has been ascertained by law. And to have the
Correct.
Compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. And on that point there, that's in criminal prosecutions. Unfortunately, they left out deportation hearings. And that's why I called up Congresswoman Omar. She's standing up for the refugees and the immigrants. And I told her, you know, she needs to file a bill to help correct that where they get a court-appointed lawyer and an interpreter if they don't know much English. And she should be focusing on putting money on that because if you put, because I think that her efforts to push Medicare for All is going to backfire because when the taxes go up, you get a lot more idiots telling Congress to add more Border Patrol goons. You know, you get people who vote for candidates who support public school, which is a positive right,
mm-hmm.
the right to an education, which she's supporting. And then when their school taxes go up, they tell Congress to add more Border Patrol goons instead of electing candidates who are against public schools. So,
right. So what you're saying is they're increasing the size of the government to deal with increasing the size of the government. So you increase the government by creating all these so-called positive rights.
It's a Hegelian dialect, they call it.
Yeah, well, so like problem, reaction, solution.
Exactly, yeah, they create the problem, they offer the solution, they get what they want.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight, appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys something. Okay, all of you guys want the state reps to work for free, right?
I don't want any state reps. Well.
Well, I mean, you guys talk about how We still, all they get is per diems. We get no salary whatsoever, and you think that's so great. But why is it?
No, I think it's terrible. I don't think they should get a per diem like that. That's ridiculous.
I think just travel costs, I think that's fair.
So that's what they get in New Hampshire, is they get $100 a year plus they get a gas stipend. And what she's talking about is New Mexico, where they get about $160 a day. So, you know, if it's an 8-hour long day, you're talking about $20 an hour, basically. They're getting paid way more than your typical New Mexican. And I find that insulting. If these people are your servants, they shouldn't be up there raking in a bunch of cash.
Wait a minute, it's still not a salary. Per diem is just
I didn't say it was a salary. $160 a day. I know you've never had a job in your adult life, but for most people that are out there working at a job, these bureaucrats, these politicians are getting paid more than people working at most jobs.
In some places, it's like nearly 50 grand a year. Like in Alabama, it's 48 grand a year.
What's 50 grand? That's what I'm trying to tell you, that New Mexico, they get no salary whatsoever. We're trying to pay them.
Pay them
they are being paid $164 a day. Now, really, the question is, how many days does the New Mexico state representatives, do they meet? Is it like 3 months out of the year? Is it 6 months out of the year? Do you have any idea?
Well, this year is 2 months. But no, it takes them away from their, like, their school teachers. They almost get threatened of fire because if they get per diem, they have no money to pay their mortgage payment or car payment.
Right.
They should have chosen a better job than being a government goon, or not goon, but bureaucrat.
2 months of work at $20, basically, let's see, $164 a day. So let's call it 45 days because, you know, they're not going to be working on the weekends, right? So let's call it 45 days over 2 months. That's about $7,400, Sarah. That's more money than you make in a year.
But
she doesn't make any. She's given money.
The hotel for the gas mileage. How are they going to pay mortgage payment and car payment and their bills with that? It goes
by getting a real job
for scrapping expense.
Yeah, so Vincent's right here. They need to be doing productive things in the economy. This is a part-time job, being a state legislator in New Mexico, and that means that they get paid part-time wages. I think $164 a day is more than enough. In fact, it's way more than what they ought to be getting paid. They ought to get paid a lot less than that.
Especially the job they're doing.
The thing about it, how come you guys want me to get a job that pays? When I say that I do volunteer work, I mean, I pass out political directory, you get mad at me about that.
No, that's not volunteer work. You're being a shill, and I want you to get a real job because you're acting as a parasite. You're taking stolen money for other people, and it's not right. Do you think in a natural society, right, that didn't have this big government apparatus, you'd be able to survive without them?
So then you guys want the legislature to work for free? You're fine with them?
She didn't even answer your question.
Stipend.
It was a good question.
But then you get mad at me because I work for free and volunteer.
No, people get mad at you because you won't have a conversation with them. Because somebody actually says something that's intelligent and asks you a question, and you completely ignore it. You don't know how to have a conversation with people.
Well, what do you say that? Okay, so that you think my volunteer work is worthless? Is that what you're saying?
If it was worth something, you'd get paid for it.
So you want the legislature to work for free? They get no pay.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's not a real job.
It was a civil service, right? So they, out of all the things you talk about in volunteering, they should be the ones volunteering. It should be
right.
A volunteer position.
But you know what? The thing is, we are the only last state. Believe it or not, New Hampshire actually gets paid something. I don't know that we're the very last one, but all
it's $100 a year.
Well, if they don't like it, they should secede and join Mexico.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't know if Mexico wants them.
I was going to say, if you're listening, please, you can have Albuquerque. It's fine.
Like, hard-working Mexicans don't want to have a bunch of lazy Americans coming in there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Mexico would build a wall.
Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Liquor Chops. Get the third bottle free. New improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty.menu. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If you qualify to those statements, you really ought to be over on Liberty.menu. If you do a thing, whether it's creating content, like you do, Vincent, you're host your own radio show. Actually, a couple of them now.
Yeah. Yep.
One of them's Questioning Authority on Saturday nights here on LRN.FM on our internet streams. And so you can put that up on Liberty.menu. You can also put your business up there. You can also put your event up there that you might be organizing. If you are a liberty-minded person, you're going to love Liberty.menu. It's a super easy-to-use website, and you can do it for free at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile there. That's Liberty.menu. The story here about Facebook, this one's actually been in my show prep for a couple of weeks, and it was never like, I didn't want to lead the show with it, but since you talked about the government in the U.S. through Elizabeth Warren talking about targeting Facebook, I thought this was a relevant follow-up here. And again, I say all this as somebody who is quit from Facebook. I spent a decade of my life on Facebook, and I finally quit at the beginning of last year. So I've been gone for more than a year, and it's been great. I highly recommend it. If you've been thinking about getting off of Facebook, I recommend you take the steps necessary to do it. And it is probably something you'll have to wean yourself off of. That's one of the things that I had to do.
Oh, yeah, social media addiction is like a real thing. You have doctors and psychologists talking about it.
But that's not what they're being accused of in this story from The Guardian by people in the government of the UK. They're calling Facebook digital gangsters. Here's the story. Facebook deliberately broke privacy and competition law, and they say should be urgently subjected to statutory regulation. According to a devastating parliamentary report denouncing the company and its executives as, quote, digital gangsters. The final report of the Digital Culture, Media, and Sports Select Committee's 18-month investigation into disinformation and fake news accused Facebook of purposefully obstructing its inquiry and failing to tackle attempts by Russia to manipulate elections. Quote, democracy is at risk from the malicious and relentless targeting of citizens with disinformation and personalized dark adverts from unidentifiable sources delivered through the major social media platforms we use every day. Did you know, Vincent, that the UK government is apparently also concerned about Russians buying ads on Facebook?
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, it fits into this whole, I guess, like Western liberal boogeyman that they need Russia to be. Here I was thinking that it would actually be something that would protect people they were talking about, like, you know, data mining or manipulative practices. But no, of course, it has to fit in with whatever their own agenda is.
The report accuses Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook co-founder and CEO, of contempt for Parliament in refusing three separate demands for him to give evidence, instead sending junior employees unable to answer the committee's questions.
Well, in contempt of Parliament, what could that do to an American, right?
I don't think it could do anything. They're just mad.
I wonder if, like, they'll try and block Facebook, like for blocking access to pornography there.
That's a good question. That is a news story that we covered in recent weeks on Free Talk Live, that now you in the UK, if you want porn, you have to buy a special access card, as I understand it, in order to get it.
Which is pretty much they're just creating a database for people. But that's really right. The only thing they could do.
And they can add Facebook or other websites to that block list.
Because it seems that's really the only thing they could do to them that would have any effect.
If there's Facebook offices in the UK, they could target them that way. In which case, Facebook could just shut down their UK offices and be like, well, we're just going to leave. We'll just take all of our jobs with us.
Well, I was going to say it would probably be a positive for the British people if they don't allow it. Or like if, you know, Facebook stops working for the UK, is blocked, that would probably be, in my opinion, a positive thing for people.
It's, the report also warns British electoral laws unfit for purpose and vulnerable to interference by hostile foreign actors, including agents of the Russian government attempting to discredit democracy. Calls on the British government to establish an independent investigation into, quote, foreign influence, disinformation, funding, voter manipulation, and the sharing of data, unquote, in the 2014 Scottish independence referendum and 2016 EU referendum and the 2017 general election. By the way, when is the Brexit going to happen? Is it going to be like in the next decade? Do we have another 10 years to wait for this to actually go down?
No, I think it's just been ruined by the British deep state so much that people are going to lose their taste for it. And it's just going to be business as usual, except with a few probably punishments or something on the British people for biting the hand that feeds, that is the EU.
So here's what they want. Labour moved quickly to endorse the committee's findings, with the party's deputy leader Tom Watson announcing, "Labour agrees with the committee's ultimate conclusion, the era of self-regulation for tech companies must end immediately." He said further, quote, "We need new independent regulation with a tough powers and sanctions regime to curb the worst excesses of surveillance capitalism." Now, that's a new term. I have not heard. Surveillance capitalism is totally fine when the British government installs thousands of CCTV cameras around London and elsewhere and then monitors your every move. But when those dirty capitalists do it, then it's a problem.
And for those unaware, it's like in the UK, there's like three main parties. There's, you know, I guess you have like analogous to Republicans here in the U.S. There's conservative, then there's the liberals, and then like DSA, you know, Democratic Socialists of America, that's Labour. So like if the U.S. had a three-party system like the U.K. or Canada, AOC and those people and Elizabeth Warren would probably be part of America.
The Labour Party.
Yeah, if there was an American one.
The Culture Secretary, Jeremy Wright, who is to meet Zuckerberg to discuss harms resulting from social media, will likely come under pressure to raise the committee's concerns with the Facebook executive chief directly. Launched in 2017, as concern grew about the influence of false information and its ability to spread unscrutinized on social media, the inquiry was turbocharged the following year with the Cambridge Analytica data harvesting scandal. The Observer revealed the company had secretly acquired data that was harvested from millions of Facebook users' profiles and was selling those insights to political clients to allow them to more effectively manipulate political or potential voters. The company has since collapsed into administration. I'm not sure what that means.
Once you notice, the outrage isn't because we're data mining all these people. No, the outrage is we're selling that data to people that they don't like.
Right. Because the government loves data. They want to get all the data. It's just when their political enemies have it, they get upset. The committee argues that Facebook, had they abided by the terms of an agreement struck with U.S. regulators in 2011 to limit developers' access to data, the scandal would not have occurred. The 108-page report makes excoriating reading for the social media giant, which is accused of continuing to prioritize shareholders' profits over users' privacy rights. Quote, Facebook continues to choose profit over data security, taking risks in order to prioritize their aim of making money from user data. Hey, I got news for you. That's why they exist. That's the whole point of Facebook, is to make money off of the information you choose to give them. So this whole fight over privacy on Facebook, if you cared about privacy, you wouldn't be on Facebook.
Well, I'll say that's where the utility argument comes in, is because a lot of people grew up not thinking of Facebook as a company. They would think of it as a social media platform or network, where they don't think of it, say, okay, this is a company that lets me share these pictures of me in exchange for my data or whatever.
Right.
They say, oh, this is like a place that just everyone's on it. You have to get on it, right?
Sure. Nobody reads the terms of service, but I guarantee you, you will find in those terms of service something to the effect of whatever it is you upload becomes ours. We can use it however it is we want. If we want to make a slideshow to, you know, pitch our new Facebook feature to some company for investment, and it's got your smiling face drinking, guzzling back a bottle of vodka on it at some party, then they can do that. If they think they can make money off of it, they can probably print it up and put it in an art gallery if they thought they could make money off of it. That's not to say that you don't still have rights to that picture, but Facebook has the right, likely, to not exclusively, but to distribute your photos without your knowledge, because you gave it to them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls here. We got Steve on the line in Concord, New Hampshire, I presume Concord, New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, so I'm a new mover, and
oh, wow.
It was recommended to me recently at the new movers party at the Quill that I go to Keene as soon as possible, and I meet you. Can you tell me what's going
strange.
On in Keene?
That's a strange thing that happened. Why would they recommend that you move to Keene? Most people at in a lot of places...
Meet Keene, not move to Keene. Meet you.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on a second here, Steve. We'll bring it back here. What's going on in Keene? Well, it's Keene Great right now in Keene. The new restaurant just opened up after international headlines, controversy.
That's Ian's way of saying there's no activism going on.
There's actually quite a bit of activism going on here, as there always is. But we'll talk about the migration to New Hampshire in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.